Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman. You know, so often on the Power Hour, and it started with Joyce Riley way back when she first invited me onto the show, and she said, we need to have Feel Good Fridays. So I thought after that first hour with the information that Kirsten shared and how depressing some of that can be, I thought we needed to have a really good Feel Good Friday. So I've invited Forbes Riley on to be with us. Now, Forbes is an award-winning national TV host, one of America's leading health and fitness experts, a motivational and keynote speaker, an author and founder and CEO of the best-selling fitness system, The Spin Gym. Forbes has shared the stage with Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Mel Robbins, just Les Brown, just a whole slew of people's names who you'd recognize. Her signature training program is called on the Forbes Factor Live, and you can find that on ForbesFactorLive.com, and it's designed to help entrepreneurs and business owners and not only make money, but heal their lives so they can live in a holistic, healthy way. In addition to her passion, she has led her down the path of health and fitness. She was inducted in 2010 to the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Now, just to give a quick summary of what she's done, she's got results coached to the Fortune 100 companies. She's CEOs and sales teams. So she's getting them results when she coaches them. She's the creator and host of Fit TV, original host of ESPN's X Games. She has hosted or produced 189 infomercials. She was 28 years on the Live Home Shopping Network, QVC, and HSN. And right now we're catching her on set while she is filming the upcoming Hallmark movie, The Taste of Romance. Forbes, welcome to the Power Hour.
What a great resume. I want to know her or be here when I grow up. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I'm on set in Kansas City, first movie that I've shot since the whole crazy lockdown, and I'm actually sitting in the makeup chair. So we're just thrilled that you can actually nowadays be in two places at once.
Which is just incredibly fabulous, and you've got good sound coming in, so we're so appreciative of that. You know, you have been such a motivational person for me, even though I've known you now less than a month. I'm just amazed at what you've been able to help me with. So talk to us about your programs just for a moment on how you're helping people from knowing how to pitch to how to break through the stuff that's holding them back. Give us a short summary, please.
Well, I'll tell you what. So it's funny, Mike. I have two 17-year-olds right now who are debating about college and all of that. And I remember going through college and I actually graduated with two degrees in 3 years. I've never used either one of those degrees, and my parents spent a couple hundred thousand dollars and in debt for most of their lives helping me out doing this. And I remember thinking, is there a better way? Is there actionable things that you can teach people? And through the years, one of the ways I've made an incredible living is by pitching products. And it started back in the early, the early 90s. I ended up showing up for an audition where the entire thing was to pitch me this pen or sell a pen. And I thought, I don't know how to sell anything. And so I made up a story about how when I was in college, my mom used to write me these longhand notes. And I realized that a pen like this could reach out and touch somebody's heart. And Body by Jake came out of the dark and he said, I'm starting a new network called Fit TV, and I want you to be the pitcher of all of our products. And for 5 years, without any real experience, I pitched and sold fitness products on this new network. Jake sold that network for $500 million to Fox TV. And this whole career, and that's when infomercials started, and because of all the pitching, funny how one thing leads to another, I ended up starting in the infomercial business when the infomercial business was starting, which, again, being in the right place at the right time. And so as I've gotten a little bit older and things change as they always do, cable TV is no more. Infomercials is still not as big as it was. Home shopping is still huge. I started to create teachings and platforms going, look, if you've got an idea, a product or a service, how do you get it out to the world? And people were coming to me all over the place going, how do I do this? How do I do this? I said, well, you could hire me as a spokesperson, or maybe I could teach people to pitch, kind of like that fish thing. I could give you the fish or I could teach you how to do it. And I've been teaching for almost 20 years. And so two things have come out of that. One, this notion of being able to get whatever it is that you want. So Sharon, like you, you've created an entire system about namology. But everyone out there has an idea. And I'm going to say everybody does. Whether you act on it or not, I've met a lot of people who are stuck in corporate jobs like, oh, I invented Post-it notes. I thought about that. Right. An entrepreneur is somebody who takes action on those ideas and then dedicates a lot of time, energy, and money and resources to make them happen. I think the universe gives us all a sprinkling of ideas, but only the crazy of us want to go down the path and the risking of actually making it happen. One of the secrets to that is if you can articulate your dream, your passion, your product to other people, one, they'll invest in your company. Two, they'll buy product from you. Three, they'll show up like people are showing up to listen to us. We're always pitching each other. And what I did was I said, well, let me back this out. Deconstruct, what is the nature of a pitch? How do you get another human being to say yes when you're sharing your idea with them? And I'll tell you what, it's not only in business and products, but if you want to marry somebody, that's kind of a pitch, isn't it? I'm going to tell you who I am, why we should spend the rest of our lives together, and you get to say yes or no. If it's a good pitch, you say yes. If it's a bad, you know. And so that's how this whole notion of teaching pitch class happened. And then when COVID hit, and I'm a huge proponent of everyone listening to this, that shifting and pivoting is what you need to do. It's not like, oh, wait till it goes back to the way it was. Nothing ever goes back. Everything always goes forward. So the smartest thing that you can do is look ahead. And for me, being able to now, I don't have to fly in to all of these. I used to fly all over the country to big events, and it's expensive. Not only I figured out the airlines, the hotel, the food, the time change. Now, from the comfort of your Zoom or literally wherever you are, I can talk to you, teach you, empower you. And so I am loving this. And then I said, okay, how do I make it cost-effective for everybody? And so every Sunday at 5 o'clock, I actually teach a training for $19. Literally, it's a two-hour training on how to pitch. Open to everybody, and it's become insanely popular. I think that's how you and I met. So I'm going to say that the very least, for $19, everybody should show up on a Sunday and meet me, because I'm still doing it live, and say, hey, how do I pitch what I want to do? And that's what we've been doing.
And I will give that how to do that. I will give that to Catherine so it can go on the Power Hour website. So that all of you that are interested in doing that on a Sunday night know the link to use. Okay. So what I'm curious about, Forbes, is you also do this class that you call Breakthrough, and that seems to help a tremendous amount of people as they go through your class. It's not the actual going through it. It's the end result. I've seen people look younger. They seem glowing and happier. So talk to us about your Breakthrough and how that came about.
Okay, so this is probably the most important thing that I've ever figured out how to do in life, and it does dramatically change people. So I was going through my life, and when I was about 30 years old, I bumped into somebody who told me about a seminar. At that moment, I didn't even know what seminars were. And these are things they don't teach in college, but they really should. And it was a self-development thing for the first time. And then I read some books about development, personal development, and I was just shocked at what I was personally holding back, how I viewed my life, and why I was stuck the way I was, because it seems to be a lot of our first memories, earliest being bullied or family or alcoholism or molestation, affects what we do as an adult. And as I was getting older and I was, you know, working with people, and they just wouldn't do what I was asking them to do. They wouldn't show up on time. They wouldn't be responsible. They didn't have integrity. And I thought, guys, you guys need to go through some personal development training because you don't function well. And you keep telling me that you want to start this business or do that, and or this relationship, and none of it's working. What if there is a way to go in and what I call cleaning out your emotional closet? Because you're holding on. You ever hear, you meet somebody and they dump all over you, oh, my last relationship was horrible, my partner did this, and they start complaining and bitching about something that's happened before, and don't leave a space for the new to come in. And so I did my first class in my living room. I called it Forbes Factor. I got 8 people to sit there, and I tried out my theories, and that was about 20 years ago. And the more I did this, the more I watched that people would just shift. And then I made an entire formal training, and I was teaching this about 5 or 6 times a year live, and then COVID hit. And I'll tell you what, I'd already had one scheduled, so I said, everybody, let's jump on a Zoom call. And magic happened. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's right in front of me on a screen, and I can see people's blocks. We get work done. You talk about people looking younger and thinner. Let me share something with you. If you're listening to this, and part of what you do in life, you go, God, part of me thinks I should be doing something else, but I keep hearing my mom saying I'm not good enough and I don't want to do. We erase some of this. We literally take the voices out of your head that are holding you back and make them work for you. Now, Sharon, you just went through a 2-day breakthrough. So I want you to share as a participant, one, what did you expect when you first went into this? And two, what did you actually get when you came out of it?
Well, going into it, it was I was promised a breakthrough, that whatever was holding me back or stopping me or getting in my own way of going forward, I would have an opportunity to break through that. And so I thought, okay, I'm up for games. I'm willing to do it. It is a process that takes you to the root of what's in your way, and you get a chance to remove it, and you hold us so accountable and don't let us escape. And it's, and you just keep throwing it. You have the throwing things in our face in a nice way, but you have the best BS meter of anybody I've met, you know, that you can see right through and get to the core of things. And the end result is I feel like I've lost 20 pounds. So if no other reason, I think that's fabulous, but it gave me great clarity, especially on what was holding me back, and that that was all in my control. I could let it go, or I could hang on to it. It was my choice.
Wait. So you're telling me that our audience is listening to you saying, wait, you went through a weekend of an emotional breakthrough and you feel like you lost 20 pounds. How is that possible?
You know what? Because you have the best BS meter around there, but you guided us and you were able to very lovingly pull us through some really tough spots. And I'll tell you, the 10 people that were in class with me, and I understand you always keep it down to 12 people only, and the 10 people, their willingness to be vulnerable, their willingness to trust the process, the willingness to share some of the deepest things. I mean, I look at people's names and I get some horrific facts sometimes out of those names, and my heart just opens up and just wants to bleed for some people when I'm looking at their names. And you do it in that breakthrough where people feel very safe, literally sharing what's hurting them the most. And then you help guide us through a healing process so that that no longer hurts by the end of the weekend.
Well, I think that's the healing. You know, we were going to call this whole thing the healing, because that is what people do. I think you saw that in a couple of our classmates, that they were just, they're business people. They look like everybody else, but right under the surface, they are so sad. One of our girls was still dealing with the fact that she'd been molested repeatedly when she was a young girl, and it just kind of devastated her. So she looks like she's normal on the outside, but seconds talking into her, you're like, oh my gosh, we need to help her. And that's possible in just 2 days. And I think that's an important thing. And I know you can put the link too about this called Breakthrough with Forbes. I do this every month. And so somebody might say, well, Forbes, if you're so successful and you're so famous, why do you only do 12 people at a time? And so, you know what's really funny? And we now have waiting lists. I don't actually do this part for the money. I really like the fact that I can get in there. You get breakthroughs all over the place because you see 11 other people, and I have the time of my life. I have never experienced so much love, joy, growth, and I love doing this. And so if someone's lucky enough, I think, to get in class, they're lucky enough. Don't you agree?
I think it's incredibly lucky. Now, I'll be very honest. There were many parts of that I did not enjoy at all, and yet I knew it was in my best interest. You know, and so how often do we want to push ourselves to grow?
There's a lot of times when I go to work out. I work out every day. I don't enjoy that, but I enjoy the way I look.
Right. Well, you're gorgeous and you look like 30 years younger than you are. So in this program, it is just absolutely incredible. Now, you have sitting right now, my understanding is that you're literally sitting in the makeup chair or the hair chair or the whatever, getting ready for your next take on your movie set. And your person that's working on you to help you make even more gorgeous than what you already are is named Vanessa. I understand we've made a promise that I got to do her name.
Yes, wasn't that funny? Because she's like, well, you know, I'm going to get something out of this too. No, she didn't actually say it like that. But I said, you know, it's a kind of a funny thing. And I will take you down to the movie set as well. So guys, if you're listening to this live and you go to Forbes Riley on Facebook, you will see pictures. We're on day 3 of this amazing movie called A Taste of Romance that you'll see on Hallmark later or coming in 2021. And I think it's fascinating. So I'm cooking, chefing. So I'm going to let Vanessa, because I love what you do. And I think this is a great opportunity. I'm going to try and take you down to the set, because the lead in our movie, her name is Meg with 2 G's. And I thought, I just want to experience what this means. In fact, since I met you, I listen to people's names. I'm like, wait, my girl can tell you all kind of things. So, yes. So, Vanessa, say hi. Oh, hello.
Hi, Vanessa. Are you willing to have me tell you a little bit about your name?
Sure.
Okay. So it
Very
says
interested.
That you have It says you have natural charisma. Automatically, people are going to like you, but you're not going to change who you are to get them to like you. But it doesn't matter because you're already so likable. It also says that you're kind of nosy. You want to know all about everybody, and you're a very good listener to know all about everybody. Okay, so that's really important to you. It says you want to make the world a better place. You have your own organizational style. You can learn anything from anybody, but when you're learning something, you want them right there next to you. Because you don't have a lot of patience to get an answer. You know, you don't want to have to wait for one. But the minute you've caught on to the basis of what you're doing, and it's like, go away, leave me alone. I got it now. Thank you very much. Don't micromanage me. Thank you. Go away, please. It's what's interesting is you have a tendency to work really, really hard when you're working. But at the end of the day, you make a great couch potato. The difference between your maiden last name and your married last name, I think, is very important. I think in your maiden last name, you were really taught that working and manifesting your dreams was incredibly important, and you were taught how to make things happen that you wanted to have happen. In your married name, you kept that M, which is always manifestation, okay? But you now allowed yourself to be nurtured besides having to work. So now you brought more love into your life and you elevated what you were able to do because now you had a support system and it encouraged you to, and when you got married, whatever you were doing, the people around you that you brought into you, because your last name is always who you bring to you, encourage you to keep learning and keep growing. So the other amazing thing in your name is that you can understand other people, even when they're disagreeing with you, you can see it from their point of view. So that's just some of what your name tells me.
Nice. I like that. That sounds really good. It sounds sounds like me for sure.
Yeah, so absolutely. Everybody has challenges in their name, so I'll just give you one of yours, okay? And that is not to be overly sensitive to criticism, so you want to shut down and quit when criticized. Because your name says you're fabulous, and if somebody's criticizing you, if you can look at it not as a criticism but as a suggestion for improvement, and then just say, oh, they're just trying to help me, and I can decide to take it or reject it, and it's okay. Anyway, your name always says how to reframe something that's one of your challenges, so it makes it easier to learn. So that's one.
Okay. That's good.
You want to hand the phone back to Forbes?
Yes, I think that she is getting her wardrobe together too now. Let me go walk over there. You're just getting a whole spill of it all. Hold on. Thank you for doing that for me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Vanessa.
Well, absolutely. Is Forbes in here?
He is in here in the bathroom.
Here we go.
Okay, so... So, Vanessa, how does that feel?
Yeah, I told her. It was great.
Yeah?
Very,
So now I'm in the wardrobe room. We have to take a picture of the wardrobe room because you need to see this. I can't do both at the same time. But my wardrobe stylist, her name is Beau, but her real name is Elizabeth. And I said, well, we have another name here. Are you ready?
And she goes by Beau?
Yeah, so Beau's right here. Let me turn up the radio for a second.
My name is Elizabeth Bohan, and I go by Beau. I've gone by Beau since I was a kid. My dad was Beau.
That's kind of cool. Elizabeth, what's your last name, or at least the first letter of your last name? I need to have something to drop your Elizabeth into.
It's a B. So my last name is Bohannon.
Oh, got it. Thank you. Okay. So... when I'm doing your name, it says that you've always had a lot of self-confidence. You've always been able to believe in yourself, and you've always been very competitive. You were taught how to be competitive. You were taught how to go out there and win, and that you were nurtured as a child and also taught that your memory being good was really, really important. So that's very important for you. You know how to nurture others also, but you don't want to be told who, where, when, or how. You also can't stand being nagged, according to your name, that you like to be helpful. So if somebody says, oh, would you mind doing this for me? You're like, sure. And it goes down on the list, but you're doing your list from top to bottom, and it's slowly moving up. And if somebody decides that you're not working fast enough on what they want, they may decide to nag you. But that would be, then you'd want to take that out and put it at the bottom of the pile to say, don't nag me. I'll get to it when I get to it. Your name also says you have a great eye for aesthetics. So if you were walking by a picture was... So if you were walking by a picture was crooked on the wall, you would just simply straighten it out because it just looks better that way. And that you're always noticing what people are wearing and how it causes them to look and the colors.
No,
are right
I mean, everything that you're saying is like so
strong. Well, this is hysterical. She's sitting out. I literally, she has goosebumps. We're actually putting all my wardrobe together right now. And she's like, oh my God, I can't walk past her picture and not straighten it out.
Well, and everything that you've said, essentially, the self-confidence, the needing to help others, all of it. Yeah. Okay. Keep going.
Well, it's all right there. And you also can see things from other people's points of view, but you're highly independent. Highly, highly independent.
Yes.
You know, which
correct.
Which is good for the field that you're in. You know, it's very important to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you also can stand up for yourself. If you have to argue, you will. It's not that you want to. But boy, if you need to, you're really good at winning a debate.
Go to Vanessa. She'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's sitting here like her mouth is on the floor, and we're actually playing with my wardrobe. I'm getting ready to go down. I'm dressed like a chef. You're gonna laugh your butt off, and it's really funny. All right. So ask me another code. Oh, wait. Here's Megan. Okay. So now wait. We got one more. So you can work. So star of our movie, Megan. Say hi.
Hello.
Now,
Megan.
You tell her who's. I'm not going to say anything about her, but she'll tell you the spelling of her name.
Okay, I need either a last name or a first letter of a last name.
Okay, K.
K. Okay, so you were taught leadership skills. So, Megan, when I'm looking at your name, you're another one with an aesthetic eye that crooked picture on the wall is going to bother you. You're going to walk by and straighten it out. You're also a manifester, and you're looking out for you, and you're looking out for everybody else. I think it would be really tempting sometimes to put the mask and the airplane on somebody else first. And we are now taking a break, and we will be back shortly for more of Feel Good Friday on the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
That is such great music to come back to on the Power Hour. You're listening to guest host Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman. And our guest this hour on Feel Good Friday, because Joyce Riley always liked to have Feel Good Fridays. So I've asked Joyce Riley to join us. She's currently on set, so you can hear what's going on. She's currently making the Hallmark movie, The Taste of Romance. So Forbes, welcome back. I understand now you've got your costume or your dress up already. Are you ready to go to the next stage in this filming, or are you still in the costume room?
Well, I'm still in wardrobe, but we're going to head down the set in a little bit. I'm wearing a chef's outfit, which I think if you guys go to Facebook, you'd be kind of blown away at some point. You're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know you did all that. Right now we're trying to decide. We're in wardrobe going, how funky is my character and what earrings does she wear? And I'm actually, I would vote for these, kind of the more funky ones as I'm looking at it. And it's so, you know what's so funny is it's such a collaborative thing. I haven't been on a movie set in a very long time, and I've forgotten how much I love it. And you know, it's fascinating with all the protocols, but I got to tell you, if you're a healthy person, and we all seem to be pretty damn healthy, it's a really fun experience.
I just think it would be a blast, plus all the people that you get to know, and you get to know who they really are, and then you get to see how believable they are when they're acting on a set, and you'll go, I mean, my eyes are always wide open when I've seen somebody in a movie or something, and then get to know them and see what the differences really are.
Well, if you've never been on a set, it's one of the most fascinating things to do. I've actually worked with the director and producer before. They are an amazing couple out of Kansas City. Last film I did, if you guys want to watch, is called How to Train Your Husband. We shot that in Boston, very successful on Hallmark. And
thumbs up.
Oh, all right, cool. So yeah, it's been an interesting, very exciting.
If you had a magic wand, Forbes, and you got to make a wish and everybody could accept that wish, what would you wish for everyone?
Self-acceptance, that we all believed that we are enough, that the person who has more, is more, drives more, isn't any happier than we are, and we really understood that, that it doesn't matter what grade we got in high school or how popular we were, that our self-esteem doesn't come from that, but it comes from being alive, comes from helping other people, comes from being friendly to the environment, to plants, to animals, and we just stop striving for more and more. one of my favorite moments last year was Academy Awards. Jane Fonda, who I'm a huge fan of, wore a dress that she wore 6 years ago, which in Hollywood is such a no-no. And she stood there and she said, you know what? I'm not going to buy any more clothes. And I thought, good for you, because I have a wardrobe. If I wore a different outfit every day, I probably could never wear it to the rest of my life. And yet I go, oh, I have nothing to wear. What can I go buy new? And so what if we had enough stuff? What if you didn't need any of the tchotchke or a trinket or whatever it happened to be, and you go, I am enough? And that would be my wish for everybody, because I know, as I'm talking to a lot of kids and a lot of adults who've been molested or had their voice taken away because somebody hurt them, that they don't feel that. And without a healing or without some kind of growth, they will never feel that they're enough.
You know, my last year in teaching, which was just 2.5 years ago, I never had so many students in my classroom that had anxiety. And it was like, I usually just call on everybody randomly. And if they need help, they can call on a friend or a neighbor, or, you know, somebody else sitting in the room to help them give an answer. But these kids were paranoid that I would call on them and they may not know something, that they wouldn't be smart enough. They were so scared. And so my whole teaching style had to change because they were so afraid of any kind of somebody else's judgment. So when you're feeling judged or somebody's judging you, Forbes, what's your retort? How do you get over that?
All right, well, that's kind of an interesting concept. So when you're young, you care about what everybody thinks. My grandmother was 96 years old when she died, and I will tell you, she had zero editorial skills, and if you were fat, she would just go, you're fat. I don't like that on you. Or she'd be very zero. And I realized, so when you're halfway there, you're like 50, you start to get some of that. And so my philosophy is stop caring. Literally, find your own sense of happiness. And know that people judge because that's how they're wired, but it doesn't mean anything. Thank God Russell Brunson once said something. I was starting to get very popular in the digital marketing teaching space. And as a woman, it's a little challenging. And somebody said something very hurtful and very negative. And I had a couple people, and he said, baby girl, he said, you know what? Until people hate you, until you've got haters, you're not successful.
Wow, isn't that a concept? I hope everybody really heard that. Until you've got haters, you're not really successful. I always thought the best revenge was success. You know, but a lot of times in names is a lot of times in names when I'm seeing them, it's like people don't want to talk back and hurt somebody else like they've been hurt. And if that shows up in your name, then I've always suggested that what you can do is just affirm yourself right there in front of the person. So like if I heard an insult on how I was dressed, then whatever they said against me, I would turn it around and say, I love this part about me and this is why. And it kind of makes the other person say, well, that didn't work. You know, it didn't work to insult. And at the same time, you're standing up for you, but you're not insulting the other person back, but you're letting them know that their insults don't work. You know, do you have any other tricks or ways that you handle that, Forbes, when you're in front of somebody on how to respond when somebody's being really negative or attacking you?
Yes, two things. That's why Facebook you have to delete and you can walk away. I don't let people do that. I have a big philosophy now, and I certainly have gotten to a certain age, that you get what you tolerate. Number one, if you're negative, unfortunately, I still try to coach people to be better and whatever, and then I realize at some point, you know what, they need to be who they are, and I need to be who I am, and that's the whole walk-away concept. It's going, you know what, I'm just not going to let you ruin my day or ruin my life. And also ask about, what are people's credentials? Who are you that you get to say this shit?
Right. Well, I always think it must be because they're hurting so badly. I watch the bullies in the classroom, and it's usually because they're getting bullied at home. And so they turn around and do it to somebody else because that's what they're learning. You know, and it's usually those people that are the most negative that are actually in the most pain. So.
Well, that's very true. Yeah.
So on your movie set, what comes next for you?
What's next on our movie set? Let's see. So Scott just sat in the makeup chair. We're all wearing Seth outfits, and we get to go cook downstairs, which is such a blessing. And it's an interesting concept. Well, actually, you need to hear Scott's voice. Scott, are you able to say that sexy voice just to kind of pitch our movie and what we're doing here?
Hello, hello, hello there.
Well, that would be our leading man.
I'm here with the fabulous Forbes Riley, aka Tony Mitchell.
That would be my character, and he's making us all swoon. And if you saw his little stubble, and you have to be on the radio, on a national radio show. Her name is Sharon, And actually, she is a nameologist. So I told her your name. So one of the things you might want to do, his name is Scott Cooper, S-C-O-T Cooper. I told her that it was two T's before, and he is an actor from South Africa. That's where the accent comes from.
Usually, I still prefer with two T's if my friends send me a text or what have you. But
well, ask, so Sharon, you have a thought on that?
Yes, because T's always mean you're going to the top. You're staying in good shape and that you're going to the top. So you don't want to ever get rid of a T because you still want to be on top. So I would suggest make it three T's. Now, Matthew Gerdes did that. His grandmother sent him my book, and he read about the T's, and he is a athlete that you see in those films and ads that is flying over mountains, you know, with wings or whatever, or skiing down slopes and jumping over things. He's just amazing. And when he got through reading the book, he gave himself three T's instead of the two T's to give himself that extra boost of being on top.
Wow. So, I would love to because... The reason why I changed my name is because there's a director with the exact same name as mine, Scott Cooper, and that was the issue, you know. I have considered changing it to Scott Scott, S-C-O-T and then S-C-O-T-T, but I'm not sure. I just...
Or ask her about, you know, Michael J. Fox. Ask her if you added a letter to the middle, what might that do to your...
So are you saying Scott Cooper with one T is not strong enough?
Correct. You want two or three. Add a T instead of taking away a T. Add being more on top. You know, being even enhanced more than what you already were instead of depleting yourself. I'd add a T. And who cares that it's three T's? Then you have a conversation piece and you go, yeah, I didn't get enough T's. It's got, you know. And then
this has given me something to think about.
Yeah, so that would be fun. Now, your name says that you're totally in charge. You take over, you're totally in charge, and you become the one to watch.
My name? My full name?
Yes, your full name says you are the one to watch. It says you're smart, you're in charge of you, that you can nurture other people, that you like loyalty in return, that you love money.
Yes, that is true. what about money?
That you love money. That you've got a power of influence. You know, it also says...
You know, having money definitely boosts my mood. I mean, I wouldn't say I'm obsessed with money, but it definitely makes me less anxious if my finances are in order.
Yeah, it also says you're a hugger.
But nurturing, that's true.
Yeah, well, your name indicates that you're a hugger, so I'm sure that COVID is quite a challenge for you because you don't get to hug as much.
I like hugging people. It depends on the people, of course.
Well, of course.
You hugged all the cute girls, Sharon, so maybe that has something to do with
it. I actually haven't hugged anyone besides my co-star because the thing is, I would like to hug people, but you just don't know where people are at in this whole thing. I have a feeling that that Forbes is cool with everything, with being touched. Any times. I don't think she's too bothered by the whole social distancing and what have you.
Well, but, just so that everybody knows, it's in the first vowel of an O. The people that have a first vowel of an O in their first name, as Forbes does and as you do, Scott, those are your huggers. And it's really nice if you know how to interpret a name, then you know if somebody's a handshaker, if somebody's a distance person, or if somebody's a hugger or whatever. That always shows up in someone's name.
This is fascinating.
She wrote this fascinating because she has it so quickly. Yeah. So
thank you. Thank you for this wonderful challenge.
You should see his face. He's sitting here thinking, wow, if that's true, because he does want to be more successful as an actor. And I think we all want to figure out how to elevate. And so I have two friends, one who analyzed your handwriting. And if you change like a letter, it seems to change something about you. But the name thing I'd never heard. I've listened to her do hundreds of readings as one of my students. Every one of them, everyone was like, oh my God, that is who I am. That's how I function. And it's fascinating the insight and the science that she created.
Well, it's true observation skills and patterns. You know, I mean, I make it sound easy, but it did take me 15 years to figure out all the patterns.
So that's a unique skill that you have. Yeah.
There you go. Well, all right. So we don't have much time left in our interview, though. So how do you, about 45, 15 minutes left. So you've got to get to set, so your timing is pretty good. We're going to head downstairs to the set right now. And I wish this was video. I wish I could show you all that we're doing. We're in this glamorous hotel in Kansas City, and we're shooting this super fun film.
So what is this film about? Entice us that we want to come see The Taste of Romance.
Well, it's the sweetest love story set against the culinary world. And I play the head of the judge, the head of the judges. And so, you know, kind of like food competitions. And that's what we're doing. It's just delightful.
Do you actually get to eat real food while you're on set?
Yeah. So yesterday we ate cassoulet. We ate osso buco. I have to tell you, I am not the best when it comes to judging food, but I've had a blast. So yes, I've gotten to taste everything that's come through, and so I'm enjoying it to no end. This is like a dream come true. And the other cool thing that's cool is that my daughter is here with me, and so she's on set, and you've met McKenna. And so this is something else I would love to tell our listeners. So many people are struggling through COVID because they have to shift. My 17-year-old daughter said, Mom, the future is online. If you know how to build a funnel system, how to get customers in and serve them right, everybody says that they want to have this, you know, they want to help people. Well, you can do that online easier than you can in your own little store. In your store, you can have maybe 100 people walk through every day. Online, you can have thousands of people. We have students from Alaska, from Australia, from Austria, all the A countries, but all literally around the world, because from your Zoom, you can now touch people. So people say to me, Forbes, I want to help people. I'm going to tell you something, another link you should really look into. It's called Marketing with McKenna. Figure out how a 17-year-old in the middle of the COVID crisis has grossed more than $150,000. That's more than most adults will ever do. She's not been to college, and she's just listened to our team, our teaching, our coaching, and she's run with it. And now she teaches what she knows, and, you know, you listen to her. It's amazing, isn't it?
She is amazing, and I love those M's, because people like Megan that we talked with earlier and McKenna, those of you that have M's in your name, those are manifestation letters. And it's like you can go out and manifest your dreams, and somehow things just fall into place for you and you end up manifesting. The big thing to remember is not to give up partway through, because a lot of people with M's, they can't get it fast enough.
So if you don't have an M in your name, can you still manifest?
Oh, yeah. There's two or three different ways that everything shows up in a name, because we all don't want to have the same letters and able to get the same qualities. So there's different ways of doing it. Like, for an example, you have a B in Forbes, and the B in a name means that we are bigger, better, best. And just like Elizabeth that goes by Bo, you get that B in a name, and we're bigger, better, best. We're competitive people, so you're going to win because you're not going to give up, because you want to compete and you want to end up on top. So there's a lot of different ways of getting there, just like Scott with the T. I always say T means you're going to be on top. It also means that you've got an athletic build. You need to stay physically fit and able to stay healthy. But T people, if they can't do something well, they don't want to do it at all. So you don't see them in the middle unless they're on the way to the top, if you've got a T in the name. So, and if it's in the first name, it's innate within the person. If it's in the last name, that's what you were taught, or that's what your environment attempted to teach you, and then you look at the first name to see if you had receptive, you know, if you had were receptive to that energy to go ahead and learn it. Because everything our parents attempt to teach us isn't accepted. Go ahead. What did you want to say, Forbes? I think we may have lost her. Just so that you all know, the first vowel of the first name is our communication letter, and it's how we communicate with one another. And it also lets us know how we feel loved and how we show that we love somebody else. So I always feel like it's really important to know how somebody accepts love. And for all of you that are listening today, if you would like to go to knowthename.com/connect, I will literally give you that book for free, simply because I want to make sure that everyone knows how to share love, how to show love, what it takes for them to feel love, what it takes for somebody to have a long-time relationship. and what that person would require and able to stay in their life for a long time. How to talk to somebody that you've just met and you don't know. I know that I am what is called a social introvert, which means I know how to be social, but I'm naturally an introvert. But nobody that meets me would say that. And it's simply because I've learned the tricks of the letters in the name and what they indicate. And so I want to make that available to everybody, absolutely free, if you go to knowthename.com/connect, because I think that's so important to know. So that's my early Christmas gift to you, for those of you that are listening and still with us as we're on our Feel Good Friday. Do we have Forbes back again? Okay. So another thing that's important in a name is that the very first letter of a name is your first impression of somebody and what they're going to think of you. And the very last letter in your first name is the lasting impression. And it's the first thing people will say behind your back, you know, when they're going to go talk about you. So if you ever want to know that, it's right there in the book, Know the Name, Know the Person. And then the middle letters that are not a first vowel, a first letter, or the last letter of your first name, those are the things that it takes people longer to get to know us, and those are the things that start showing up after somebody knows us well. So the first name is the essence of who we are. The middle name, if you have one, is how you morph for change when you're under stress. And so those people that have a stronger middle name than they do the first name, that means that they usually procrastinate to put themselves under stress so they can get the best out of themselves. And then our last name represents our environment. And so that's our environmental influence. Who are we pulling to us? Who are we, you know, who are we bringing into our lives that we're listening to that have influence over us? And so a lot of times people will change their last name. And when they change your last name, you're literally changing who you're listening to and who you're bringing into your world. So a lot of women, when they get married, change their last name. And then they realize that after a while, they've changed or their friendships have changed. And that is often because of who they're pulling in with a different last name. Now, Forbes, you changed your first name. Did your world change after you changed your first name?
You know, I did, and my daughter actually has actually said, so my name used to be Francine, and then I changed it to Forbes. And actually, McKenna is here, too. And I love the fact she didn't hear what you said about her first letter, but she's going to be blown away when you tell you. So what does that mean to go from Francine to Forbes? What happened name-wise?
Well, when you were Francine, other people, it was easier for them to take advantage of you, or what I would say is to take what you weren't comfortable giving. Okay, so people wanted to move past your boundaries and take advantage. And in the name Forbes, instead you found your voice. And now it's like nobody would dare want to take advantage of you. Instead, they'd be very respectful. So you empowered yourself and gave yourself a larger voice when you went from Francine to Forbes.
Which I have to tell you, it was a very arbitrary thing. I think that your science is very important. So if you're going to get married, make sure that you marry the right guy. But that's exactly what happened. And my daughter, who is my business partner, said, Mom, you really did change when your name changed and did get way more successful. By the way, so McKenna is sitting here, and she's the one I told you about who's created a six-figure business in less than 2.5 months. And just wanted you guys to all meet her because I want you all to know what's possible.
Hello.
Hi, McKenna. You've got two things going for you in your name, McKenna. You've got the M for manifestation, and then you've got the K-E. Now, the K-E is one of the best combinations for a leadership role. So those are your natural leaders.
Actually, that's very funny. Her twin brother has a K-E as well, R-Y-K-E-R. I'm so excited that you just said that. They both have actually something in common.
Yeah, and that's natural leadership. People will put them in charge. People will listen when they are in charge. And it's because they care. And at the same time, they're a leader so that when they lead, everybody always benefits. So if you're going to hire somebody or go to work for somebody, you have a choice of two jobs. You want to go take the one if there's a KE because you will benefit more from that person.
Wow. Okay. How about when your name ends with an A or ends with a vowel?
It depends on what the vowel is. If it ends in an A or a Y, those are the easiest people to like right away. They're, the Ys are just chameleons and they can get along with any group at all. The A's are also incredibly likable because they've worked on themselves to make themselves likable because they think it's important. The difference between the A and the Y is the Y chooses to have other people's approval, so they'll change who they are to fit in or only show parts of themselves, where the A says, I am so likable. If you don't like me, there's something wrong with you, not me. I'm not changing.
Wow, that's pretty incredible. I heard this last night when you guys were talking, but my middle name is Jax, J-A-X. And I remember you said something about X's.
Well, X's, if you're doing handwriting, is the most powerful letter. But if you're interpreting what the letter means, it simply says you're the mediator and you're the bridge between the old and the new. And that's kind of what you're doing, McKenna, when you're doing internet. You're bridging the older system that's not internet or all the older generations that didn't grow up with computers into the new, which is really computer driven.
So I know we have only a couple of minutes left. So McKenna, I would love you to tell Sharona what you're up to.
I'm a 17-year-old. I'm so sorry. We are out of time. I hear the music. For everyone that was listening to the Power Hour today, this is your guest host, Sharona Lynn Wyeth, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. Thank you so much for staying with us, and God bless. With the burning light of noon, who is standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Joseph Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829.